WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The first new Hollywood comedy to open since September 11th is Zoolander. It stars Ben Stiller, who also co-wrote and directed the film. And like a lot of movie comedies these days, the main character was first created for TV. John Powers has a review.
Ever since September 11th, people have been talking about what the attacks might have done to the American psyche, especially the lightheartedness that is one of our best qualities. There's been acute anxiety among creators of comedy, who wonder if they can still make the same jokes as before, or whether the audience wants something deeper and less irreverent. Will the public still laugh at Jim Carrey shooting a cow? It's been easiest for talk show hosts like David Letterman, whose daily schedule allows him to make instant changes. He quickly donned a new seriousness, canonizing Rudy Giuliani rather than mocking him, and saving his jokes for safe, friendly targets like Regis Philbin. Things are far trickier for the movie business, where the film you see today may well have been in the works since the late 1990s. That's why nobody knows whether this fall's new comedies will somehow violate the national mood, or whether they'll benefit from the audience's desperate need for something, anything, to laugh about. The first test case is Zoolander, a ramshackle new comedy made by and starring Ben Stiller. He plays Derek Zoolander, the world's greatest male model, with a patented stare he calls Blue Steel, and all the intelligence of a pet rock. He's so stupid he spells the word day, D-A-I-Y-E. Zoolander's world starts to crumble when he's beaten at the Model of the Year award by a newcomer named Hansel, a blonde scooter-riding dude played by Owen Wilson, who you might remember as Jackie Chan's sidekick in Shanghai Noon. And Zoolander's life gets even worse when he's brainwashed by an evil designer. That's Saturday Night Live's Will Ferrell. He's ordered to kill the Prime Minister of Malaysia, who's hurting the fashion industry by insisting they pay garment workers a living wage. Through it all, Zoolander remains unfailingly foolish and self-absorbed. Here, he's being interviewed by a reporter from Time magazine.
So when did you know you wanted to be a model?
I guess it would have to be the first time I went through the second grade. I caught my reflection in a spoon while I was eating my cereal, and I remember thinking, wow, you're ridiculously good-looking. Maybe you could do that for a career.
Do what?
Be professionally good-looking.
Right.
Ben Stiller made his name doing spoofs on TV, and he has a razor-sharp eye for the absurdities of pop culture. Zoolander itself began as a skit on VH1, and it boasts some clever comic ideas, like the fashion line called Derelict, whose style is taken from the homeless, or the notion of the mystic scooter boy Hansel, who's so plugged in that he travels with his own Sherpa. But while these are good gags, Stiller hasn't escaped his roots in skit comedy. Far too many of the movie's jokes feel secondhand, as if he'd simply opened a Cuisinart and dropped in Austin Powers, Charlie's Angels, Dumb and Dumber, not to mention parodies of The Godfather in 2001. The movie doesn't go anywhere. This might not matter if Stiller were a magical performer like Mike Myers, who has the knack of making silliness seem inspired. But his aura is too neurotic for the part. Even as he struggles to become sweet, dumb, self-absorbed Derek Zoolander, his ambition and intelligence are always there behind his eyes, whirring. The movie's stolen by Owen Wilson, whose smile radiates absolute pleasure in life, and whose odd hippy-dippy timing gives even the flattest scene an off-kilter sense of fun. His presence even boosts Stiller's performance, which suddenly gets looser and funnier each time Wilson comes on screen. The two are buddies in real life, and their scenes together are terrific, especially a male modeling walk-off, and the silliest orgy scene ever put on film. If classic Hollywood comedies were constructed like Swiss watches, in which the nuances of plot and character were made to mesh perfectly, today's comedies more often resemble a drunken game of darts, in which the filmmaker tosses up scene after scene and hopes a few hit the bullseye. In Zoolander, there are few hits and a lot of misses. But Stiller doesn't seem to care. Neither did the audience I saw it with. A preview screening packed with college kids, whose desire for laughter obviously outweighed any other consideration. They didn't care whether the movie was any good. They just wanted to escape into familiar goofiness. When singers from NSYNC and Limp Bizkit showed up in cameos, they cheered. Their world was still intact.
John Powers is executive editor of LA Weekly.